friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. I know that your English will improve today. My name is Rebecca. So here's a question for you all. What do you do when you are faced with conflict? How do you handle conflict? Unfortunately, conflict is a part of life that cannot be avoided. Even if you try to avoid conflict, it is bound to find you, well, at times. Today's lesson is called Cooling Down Conflict. In this lesson, you will learn how to resolve conflict. So, couple of questions that we want to discuss. First, what should you do with conflict? What should you do with conflict? And what is one major cause of conflict? Okay, friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson and let's begin.
Cooling down conflict. Conflict is an unfortunate fact of working life. It isn't easy for people with differing personalities, values, and habits to work together. Conflict is bound to occur. While you can try to avoid conflict, you cannot escape it. You must recognize conflict and resolve it in a timely and just way. One major cause of conflict in the workplace is communication. Lack of information or misinformation leads to conflict. You can avoid this with clear and accurate communication of information. Emotions can be another cause of conflict. They shouldn't drive decisions. Be objective rather than emotional.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 bound 这个形容词。bound 在这里是指必定的，或者是一定会的。如果是一定会做某件事的话，是在 bound 后面加上不定词 to， 再加上原形动词。例如 ，You're bound to feel nervous during your first job interview. It's okay. 第一次的工作面试时，难免会紧张，没有关系的。如果某件事一定会发生，也可以在 bound 后面加上介系词 for， 然后再加名词。例如 ，This music prodigy is bound for international recognition。这位音乐神童一定会享誉国际的。接下来我们看的是 resolve 这个动词 ，solve 是指松开，所以 resolve 在这里是指解决。例如 ，After some thorough discussions， the conflict between the couple got peacefully resolved。经过几番仔细的讨论，这对夫妻间的冲突和平的解决了。Resolve 也指下定决心，例如 The customer resolved not to press any charges against the company. 这位顾客决定不对这家公司提出任何诉讼。
All right, thank you so much, Michelle. Rebecca, are you ready for a conflict?
Am I ready? No, Gabe. No, our lesson isn't about conflict.Calm down. Stop.
It is about conflict.
No, it's about cooling down conflict. I'm ready to cool down some conflict.
Okay, well, that's not as interesting as actually having a conflict, but it is important to cool down your conflict.
Dave, in order to cool down conflict, there had to be conflict in the first place.
Yeah.
And that is what we're going to talk about in our lesson. Actually, Gabe, I don't like conflict.
Well, nobody likes conflict.
Right, but some people seem to really look for conflict or create conflict. And I'm not really the type of person to do that.
Yeah, but you know what, Rebecca? If you met somebody who did like to create conflict, I think you guys would have a personality clash.
Ah, personality clash. That is a great phrase to know. And what is a personality clash?That's just when two different people have very different personalities to the point that it's difficult for them to actually get along well.
And there could be different reasons for that. Maybe they have very different belief systems or value systems that just make them think in different ways so that they really just cannot get along. It's different than a disagreement. Rebecca and I have disagreements sometimes. We argue about things. But I don't think that we have a personality clash.
No. We typically are able to resolve our conflict or disagreements. So I would not say that we have a personality clash. Well, anyway, we have more to talk about conflict. But right now, we actually need to go to the info cloud. They want to talk about this word cannot that you see in the lesson and cannot.
Oh, it's not the same thing? Well, let's see what they have to say in the info cloud.
Today, let's take a look at the word cannot, or should I say the words cannot. Should cannot be spelled as one word or two words?
Okay, first, the good news. Both spellings are correct. Technically speaking, the two spellings are interchangeable.
So you cannot go wrong with either spelling. However, the trend nowadays is a preference for the one-word spelling. The word cannot is used far more commonly than the two-word version. So that's the form we suggest that you use in your writing.
However, there's one place where we cannot use the single word cannot, and that is when a choice is involved. For example, I can accept his apology, or I cannot accept his apology. It's entirely up to me.
Here's another example. You can do it or you cannot do it. So here, not doing it is an option. You can choose not to do it. It's up to you.
So, in both cases, cannot has to be spelled as two words so that the needed emphasis can be placed on the word not.
Cannot 到底是一个字还是该写成两个字？如果你要表达无法、不能，两种写法其实都可以。因此，像这个句子 ，You cannot escape conflict， 你无法避免冲突，两种写法都可以。只是一个字的 cannot 比较多人用，但一个字的 cannot 有一个地方不能够用，那就是当牵涉到一个抉择。比如说，如果有人给你一根香烟，你就面临一个抉择 ，I can smoke or I cannot smoke。我可以选择吸烟或选择不吸烟。这时候 cannot 就必须用两个字，因为在这里 cannot 并不表示无法，而是我可以不的意思。这是一种决定。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
I cannot believe you said that, Stephen Ken. I'm just kidding. I just wanted to use those words again. All right, let's get back into our lesson about cooling down conflict. We read here, you must recognize conflict and resolve it in a timely and just way. Okay, so that is 1, 2, 3. That's the fourth sentence in our lesson, to resolve a conflict in a timely and just way. So that means you want to find the right time to resolve the conflict and do it in a way that is good for both people and it's fair.
Mm-hmm. And here's a question I want you all to think about. What is one major cause of conflict? What is one major cause of conflict? Well, we read right here, one major cause of conflict in the workplace is communication. Lack of information or misinformation leads to conflict. Have you ever experienced that before, where there was a miscommunication about something, someone provided some information that wasn't correct? Yes, Gabe?
Yeah, miscommunication. This is an important word. This is what our lesson is talking about.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's what this is. If there is a lack of information, when you're supposed to communicate something, but maybe you forget to communicate something, maybe that's a miscommunication. And so the other person won't know what you're talking about. For example, sometimes, like maybe if you give someone the wrong address, you're telling them how to get somewhere, you give them the wrong address, that's a kind of miscommunication. Or if you're telling them one place and they think it's right here, but it's actually somewhere else, there are many different kinds of miscommunications.
For example,
yes.
I arrived at 7 a.m. ready to film. Gabe arrived at 8:30. There was obviously a miscommunication.
That was a better example. That was a good example of miscommunication. I
mm-hmm.
thought someone said 8:30. Rebecca thought someone said, what, 7? 7:30?
7. I know, crazy, huh?
Yeah, who told you that? That was a miscommunication. Okay.
Hey, you know, some days we have some really early filming days.
Oh, that is very true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
we
friends.
Know that.
Yeah, we have miscommunication sometimes. And there's a related word, but it's a little bit different, and that is the word misunderstanding. In our lesson, we read on, you can avoid this with clear and accurate accurate communication of information. So if you don't convey the accurate details, then there might be a misunderstanding.
For example, there must have been some sort of misunderstanding. I actually never said I was going to go to the movies with you all. So let's say, for example, someone comes up to you and says, hey, I bought your movie ticket. You're coming with us. We're leaving at 6 p.m. You could say, there was obviously a misunderstanding. I never said I was going.
Here's another example, and this is kind of a language barrier, too. All right, my friend wanted to hang out with me. I said, can we do it on Thursday? He said, okay, are you sure? I said, I'm planning on it. In my text message, I'm planning on it. I know that means I'm going to do it. It's in my schedule. He thought it means, oh, maybe Gabe can, maybe Gabe can't. And so, because I never contacted him again, he arranged to meet with somebody else because of this misunderstanding.
Exactly. So remember, emotions can also be another cause of conflict. Well, we have more for you, so make sure you stay. Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about cooling down conflict. Unfortunately, conflict is a part of life, and even if you try to avoid it, at times, there's still going to be conflict. So what are some causes of conflict? Well, miscommunication, emotions can cause conflict, but the important thing is to learn how to resolve conflict. Well, right now, let's continue with our next reading.
Cooling down conflict. Conversation A. Brad knocks on Laura's door.
Hi, Laura. I ran into an old college friend today. He really likes our products. He wants to put banner ads on some of our gaming sites.
Wonderful. That would really help our bottom line. What's his company?
He works for Vapor Fun.
The e-cigarette company? The vapor from those things is really bad for you.
E-cigarettes have helped people quit smoking.
I don't care! We're not going to advertise them and encourage our customers to use them.
OK, 其实我们看 banner 这个名词 ,banner 原本是指横幅或横布条。例如 ,the welcome to class 702 banner was made by the kids in the class. 欢迎来到702班的横布条是班上的孩子自己做的。banner 在今天的课文中是指网络上的横幅广告。例如 ,Tammy downloaded an app to block the banners on the internet. Tammy 下载了应用软体来封锁网络上的横幅广告。所以我们看的是 vapor 这个名词 ,vapor 是指蒸汽或雾气例如 ,the vapor released from the factory's chimneys contains harmful substances, 这家工厂排放的气体中含有有害物质或者是 ,the chemical vapor in the lab caused several students to feel dizzy and nauseous, 实验室里的化学气体造成了几位学生感到头晕及恶心它的动词是字尾加上 ize 变成 vaporize,意思是蒸发例如 the liquid began to vaporize when the temperature reached 85 degrees Celsius 当温度达到摄氏85度的时候这个液体就开始蒸发了 And now let's get back to our teachers
Thanks so much, Michelle. Okay, let's get right into this conversation between Brad and Laura. Brad knocks on Laura's door like this. Oh, what a nice knock. Okay. Hi, Laura. I ran into an old college friend today.
Mm-hmm.
That must have hurt, Rebecca. Have you ever run into somebody?
Ouch, Gabe. That hurt. Oh, wait, wait, wait. No. Stop. In our lesson, when it says that I ran into an old college friend, he didn't literally run into someone. This just means that he saw somebody he wasn't expecting to see. Like, he bumped into somebody.
Okay. All right. Very nice. Okay, so he ran into this old college friend. That means he saw this old college friend. He really likes our products, Brad says. He wants to put banner ads on some of our gaming sites. Okay, so they make games and other apps, right? And now this friend wants to put banner ads, that is a kind of advertisement, on the website.
And Laura responds by saying, wonderful, that would really help our bottom line. What's his company?
Okay, well, before Brad continues, really quickly, the bottom line is the final total amount, usually money, okay, that a company is making or that a company has, okay? So that would really help our bottom line. Of course, ads usually do help your bottom line.
Okay, Gabe, let me ask that question one more time before Brad responds. What's his company?
Very nice. I'm sure. Is that what Laura sounds like?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. She might sound like that.
Yeah, she might, right. Okay. Well, Brad now says he works for Vapor Fun.
Vapor Fun? What's Vapor Fun? Oh, wait. I think Laura provides some insight. She says, the e-cigarette company? The
Ooh.
Vapor from those things is really bad for you.
E-cigarettes. Yeah.
Have you ever seen e-cigarettes?
You know, I have. There's a jazz club that I like to go to every once in a while. Now, you're not allowed to smoke inside, so you see there's no smoke in this. Ah, there is a little bit of smoke in this picture. And he is smoking an e-cigarette. So you notice it doesn't look like regular cigarettes that you buy. It's an e-cigarette, short for electronic cigarette. And so to answer your question, there's no smoking inside this building.
Okay.
So people are allowed to smoke e-cigarettes.
You know, I'm not so sure about e-cigarettes. I know that some people say that e-cigarettes can actually help those who smoke quit smoking.
Yeah.
But I actually kind of agree with Laura that the e-cigarettes, you know, the vapor from the e-cigarettes could be really bad for you.
So e-cigarettes aren't really better than regular cigarettes?
Well, I don't think so. Actually, in general, I don't think smoking is good for you at all, actually, whether it be regular smoking or e-cigarette smoking.
Rebecca, I do have to say, there are a lot of people who are trying to quit smoking, and one way that they do this is by going from regular cigarettes to e-cigarettes. It's a kind of a step in between. Hopefully, they stop smoking altogether. While we continue here, the e-cigarette company, the vapor from those things is really bad for you. Yeah?
Yeah, hold on for just a moment, Gabe. Now, when people smoke, we could say that that's a habit, right?
Yeah.
You know, you get into this habit of smoking.
Right.
Now, if you want to, you know, but there's lots of bad habits. It could be biting your fingernails, or it could be, you know, smoking, or it could be anything could be kind of considered a bad habit. Yes, you're not biting your fingernails, right, Gabe?
Oh, no, no.
Oh, okay, just making sure.
I kicked that habit a long time ago.
Well, that's exactly where I was getting at.
Huh?
If you want to quit a habit or tell someone that you have quit a habit, you could say, I've kicked that habit.
I've kicked that habit. Oh, sorry, Prince Harry. Well, I didn't mean to do that. Anyway, this is a good phrase to know. You've kicked the habit. Now, what kind of habit do you have? Is it a bad habit? You need to kick the habit.
For example, Julie is in the habit of biting her fingernails. Back to that example. She really needs to kick that habit. She needs to stop biting her fingernails. Now, my sister, she used to suck her thumb. Yeah, exactly. She used to suck her thumb. Well, when she was a kid.
Yeah, when she was a baby, right? That's
well,
okay.
No. She was like 5 years old, and she was still sucking her thumb. She was 7 years old. She was still sucking her thumb. She didn't kick the habit until she was about 9 years old.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, had the habit for a long time. Okay, well, friends, again, you need to kick a habit if it's a bad habit. While we continue, e-cigarettes have helped people quit smoking.
And Laura responds by saying, I don't care. We're not going to advertise them and encourage our customers to use them.
All right. Okay. Well, apparently we have a conflict beginning here. Differences of opinion about e-cigarettes and if we should use these ads for our company. Well, speaking of conflict, it's time for C.
It!
Out! We got conflict today.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, this is MC Ben and MC Gabe here for SC Studios. We're here for some real talk. Guys, this is something really important. We're talking about conflict. Say it with me now. Conflict. Conflict. Say it now. Conflict. Conflict. How do you resolve that conflict? Have you ever been in conflict? It's not fun. Conflict is hard. You might want to run. Everybody knows that you can't escape it. So the question is, how to cool down conflict?
Everyone has different personalities. Sometimes those personalities clash. We gotta work together, brother, you and me. So we may not agree, but communication is key.
To resolve that conflict. Yeah, that conflict. Say it with me now.
Conflict.
Everybody say conflict.
How do you resolve that conflict?
How do you resolve that conflict?
How do you resolve that conflict?
Oh yeah, say it.
Conflict.
Here we go.
Everyone has different personalities. Sometimes those personalities clash. We've got to work together, brother, you and me. So we may not agree, but communication is key. So we may not agree, but communication is key.
That's right. Communication is key.
Rebecca, I've got an eye cigarette.
An eye cigarette?
An invisible cigarette.
A gate. Please, 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 don't pretend you're smoking.
Okay, I gotta kick the habit.
Yes, kick that habit. Friends, thank you for joining us today, but make sure you join us tomorrow as we continue this lesson right here on
Studio Classroom.